It's Theater Thursday. Harry Duke is with us. We're going to talk to director of this play, Larry Williams, actors Mark and Julianne Bradbury. Sonoma Arts Live. They're streaming a production of a play that we've talked about many times. It's called Pinky, A Love Story, written by longtime Drive Hall of Famer, our friend David Templeton.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. You replaced him at the Bohemian.
I replaced him here.
Here, yeah. You did.
Does he really exist?
I don't know. We haven't seen him in a while. I'll let Harry start here and talk about what this is about.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
I can't remember. It's been so long since we talked about it with David Templeton.
It's been a few years, yeah. So the folks at Sonoma Arts Live are joining the world of streaming theater, which is pretty much how theater is done these days until we get enough folks vaccinated and enough health department directives telling us that it's okay to gather again. And so they have decided to put up for Valentine's Day the play that Steve referred to, Pinky, A Love Story. And here to talk to us about it is director Larry Williams and performers Mark and Julianne Bradbury. Welcome, everybody.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much.
Larry, let's start with you. Let's give our folks who haven't heard the program in the last decade some idea about what David's play is about.
Well, David's play is about a love story that has two sides. And what one person will do to go through the ends of the earth to try to get the other person to pay attention to them or fall in love with them.
There's only two actors in this?
That would be correct.
Okay.
And we have both of them with us.
Hello, Mark and Julianne.
Good afternoon.
Hello there. Thank you for having us.
So, you are the two actors playing in Pinky, A Love Story.
That's correct, yeah.
I'm assuming Julianne is Pinky.
Yeah.
You assume
yeah,
correctly.
Yeah, you can go either way, I suppose. Although, you know, maybe someday, but for now, yeah.
So I guess this is a good idea for Valentine's Day. In fact, Executive Artistic Director Jamie Love said, it's a story of young love that's sure to soften your heart and perhaps remind you of the crazy things you did for love. Our Valentine's gift to the audience that we miss so much. So it is streaming. And
it's streaming live. This is a performance that will be done live all six performances. But it will not be streaming from the theater, correct, guys?
Correct.
Yeah, we've set up quite virtual stages for a few cameras here in our home, right over in Bennett Valley. So, yes, the entire the stage is set in our home rather than over at Sonoma Arts Live.
Okay. Well, that's cool.
Now, Larry, you've got prior connections to this particular play, correct?
Yes, actually, I appeared in this play briefly in Marin County when it was done at the Belrose Theater at the time, and I played David.
And how did it come about being selected for Sonoma Arts Live?
Well, actually, I believe Mark and Julianne approached Jamie one day and said, hey, we'd love to do this show. And Jamie saw the show at Marin, and she loved it. So it's a perfect little show for Sonoma Arts Live, and it's perfect for Zoom Theater, actually.
So it starts, it's going to be streamed live the 12th, 13th, and then on the 19th and 20th, both all days at 7 p.m., and then Sunday, February 14th and the 21st at 2 p.m.
Correct. Right, yeah.
Okay.
Now, Mark, you comprise what I would consider to be the David Templeton stock company, in as much as you have appeared in three of his plays. You've done Drumming with Anubis, you have done Polar Bears, and now you're doing Pinky. What sets this play apart from the other two?
All of the plays are basically, well, except for Anubis, kind of, are both Polar Bears and Pinky are true stories. And they're just tales from David's childhood. What sets this apart? Besides Polar Bears, this is a two-person play, and we're both telling the same story, just like in Polar Bears, but we're telling it from our own point of view, and the story switches back and forth as it goes along linearly. And we sort of take off, pass the baton to the other one and continue the story.
So give us a sense of where this story takes place and some of the scenes that are involved.
Well, it takes place in Southern California, somewhere around the 70s, and it's a couple of high school kids, 16-year-old kids, Julianne?
Well, I would say that one thing that is really fun about it is that, as I think many sort of small cast plays, we end up portraying not only David and Pinky, but we also fill in some of the rest of the friends group. So both Mark and I have a shot at portraying a few of the additional characters that surround the social circle. So that is a really fun bit in terms of what kind of scenes are set. You know, there's conversations between Pinky and her best friend, and there's conversations between, you know, David and his, and then sometimes Pinky gets to have conversations with David's best friend. So there's quite a lot of really fun interaction, and obviously very, you know, realistic based on the fact that it's a real story, conversations that would happen between 15 and 16-year-olds in this small group of friends, and really truly things that anybody could relate to on that level, sort of the way that the relationships develop and run into each other, and some of these universal experiences.
Now, Mark, you're a veteran of streaming theater, but Julianne, is this your first experience with Zoom Theater?
It's not quite my first. It's my first full production, but I did assist Mark on some of his previous full productions, and then I did take I was part of a short play panel with Left Edge Theater recently, so not my first rodeo entirely.
Okay.
David Templeton has said every love story has two sides. When Pinky, a sweetly romantic high schooler with a thing for classic fairy tales, meets nerdy teenager David, he is instantly smitten. As for Pinky, well, she thinks David is nice.
Sounds about right.
Yeah. One story, two sides. Pinky, a love story.
How much involvement has the playwright had in this production, Larry?
I let him in to watch the read-through for the very first night, and then he just kind of... we let him go after that.
You banned him. Is that what I'm hearing?
We do have him coming opening night, and he is going to do an interview with me. I'm going to do a live Zoom interview with him, and I'm going to record it for future shows. But we will do a live interview just before curtain, and he will be there for the end of the show to answer any questions. So we will have a meet and greet at the end of the show with the audience to be able to ask questions for both the actors and also for David.
Great. Now, Mark and Julianne, you're a well-known couple, married couple, performers here in Sonoma County. How is this different for you guys? You basically can't escape the theater when you're broadcasting from home. How are you guys working on this? How is this working out for you at home?
It's so far,
well,
you know,
certainly
I wanted to...
taken over some of our indoor real estate. So there's truly no escaping that it is constantly going on. But on the other hand, it's also in some cases our only social experience with other people. So even though we're the only two physically here in our home, we get to interact with our director and our incredible crew, both Chris and Trevor, who are helping run the Zoom vaccine. So you know, it feels like we do get to invite people into our home almost every night the last few weeks.
Okay, and what about what do you call it?
Scenery, sets, etc. Costumes,
you.
Screens.
You got green screens, and you're throwing stuff up there, or how does that work? The scenery.
We have
the green screens are our set. Yes. So we are definitely taking advantage of some of Zoom's bells and whistles and really having fun figuring out how to use that in a storytelling capacity. But yes, as far as our physical experience, it's just green screens all the way.
Okay.
No props?
Oh,
Oh yeah, they're definitely props.
Yes, there are definitely a few relevant items.
All right, and this is again Zoom, and so if you don't currently have Zoom, I don't know what the hell's wrong with you. I have never.
Who doesn't have Zoom?
I don't.
Well, that makes sense.
I've never had Zoom. You can go to SonomaArtsLive.org and click on the Zoom button.
Yeah, you do need to have Zoom to watch the screening production. And by the way, it is a pay what you can, donate what you are able to event. So there is no hard and fast set ticket price, but you are encouraged to support the theater company by making a donation. You do not have to. There are ways around that. You can find all that information on their website, which is, of course, SonomaArtsLive.org. And again, the play opens tomorrow night. Curtain is 7 p.m. It plays 7 p.m. for the next two Friday and Saturday nights. And it has a Sunday matinee on Valentine's Day, February 14th, and the following Sunday on the 21st at 2 p.m., correct?
That is correct.
All right. A play written by the great David Templeton, longtime Drive Hall of Famer and our good friend.
Never heard of him.
Director Larry Williams and actors Mark and Julianne Bradbury joining us from Sonoma Arts Live. Thank you, kids. Have a great weekend and a great run here on this Zoom show.
Break legs.
Hope to see you there.
Okay, take care.
Thanks for having us.
ABC News correspondent Andy Field will join us live from D.C. when we come back on KSRO.